Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's a shocking statistic, but sadly it is true, that heart disease is Ireland's biggest killer, with one in four people dying from heart disease or stroke in Ireland. And of course, the two are connected. That actually means that it kills more than all cancer forms combined. But the good news is that heart disease is detectable, and it's also manageable through a simple test as well. And there's lots of things that we can do to avoid getting heart disease in the first place. On the line to tell us more about his story and how he detected that he had heart disease, we have the founder of the Irish Heart Disease Awareness, David Bobbitt, on the line. David, morning, how are you?
Good morning, Wendy. Very well, thank you very much indeed.
Well, David, tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I suppose it was 7 years. It's hard to believe it's that long ago, but one of my colleagues in America had a full medical, and they found out that he had a number of health issues. So he insisted that I would do the full medical. And as part of that full medical, I did a CAC, a non-invasive calcification test, which is basically looking at the level of plaque in your arteries. And I identified that I had a very high level score, that of the age of someone of an 85-year-old, with a 1 in 4 chance of, a 3 in 4 chance of having a heart attack or death in the next 10 years.
Were you shocked at these results?
I was absolutely shocked, Wendy, because I was middle-aged at the time, I still am, and I looked after my health. It was important to me. I ran 3 days a week. I wasn't overweight, didn't smoke, and I didn't have any of what I deemed to be the deemed risk factors for something from like heart disease. And I suppose the shocking part for me is that it is a progressive disease. There is a test that identifies whether you have that disease. The test is non-invasive. It's approved by all the medical guidelines around the world, including the European Heart Society, the European as Sociology Cardiologists in the US and in Europe. And the test has been around for 40 years. So, yes, I did set up the Irish Heart Disease Awareness because people have a right to know this. Yes, I did the movie with George Lee's Heart of the Matter, and I funded a worldwide movie which tells the story and is on Netflix US and is available on Vimeo called The Widowmaker. So, this isn't about me. This is about the families of people that are listening in today where their loved ones drop dead, and we consider these things to happen. And they shouldn't happen. If you look at women and the simplest thing is to compare it to women and breast cancer. You know, yes, of course, it's right not to overeat. Yes, it's of course not right to smoke, and it's right to not be overweight. But we don't go to women and say, because you do those things, we're not going to do a test to tell you that you have breast cancer or not. There is a test. And like any progressive disease, the sooner you find out you have an issue, the sooner you can address it. And putting in a stent is not the way of dealing with heart disease. Someone has a heart attack, and we treat it as an event. It is a progressive disease. The test is available. It's available in a number of centres. And the most people who are going to have this heart attack or disease are not the big, overweight people. Yes, of course, you're more risk, more chance of having it. But in pure number terms, the reality is that people of middle risk who aren't being treated by the medical system, they drop dead.
In terms of that, David, and as you mentioned, it's a progressive disease. So had you not had that test, I mean, it's hard to know what would have happened. But sadly, I mean, we've all heard it so many times from different friends or family members where we hear such and such was really healthy, used to play tennis, used to do this, and they just dropped dead. And it was a heart attack. What will this test do to actually prevent things like that from happening?
First of all, I think it's a disgrace that imagine if we allow cars out onto the road that their brakes weren't working and they crashed their car. I mean, it isn't as if we know, for instance, that those people with plaque are 8 times more likely to have an event than those without it. And those people with the highest scores constitute 75% of events. So, people have a right to have this information. And then, as you say, then what do you do about it? And in my own case, I found out that, like so many people out there, I am a pre-diabetic. I am a very much intolerant to carbs. So my diet is eating real food, low carbs, and I would very much avoid sugar like the plague. I mean, sugar processed food we recognize is causing so much. I recognize it's thought of as causing so much obesity, but for many, many people, they aren't putting on the weight, but it's causing similar damage to them. So very much the focus is on a low-carb diet and real food. And for some people, it's not just that it's doing it to lose weight. It's there so that they don't avoid a heart attack.
David, if you want to get this test, it costs you money, though. It's not something that currently, like other tests or screening tests, where, you know, we have the cervical cancer screening for prostate cancer and things like that. But this isn't covered on by the government, is it?
No, and I think that's a shame that we put the focus on prevention in cancer into carrying out tests or whatever. Yet the greatest killer in the world is heart disease, and it's impacting so many people's lives and so suddenly. And many of these people, if they had their information that they had a progressive disease, had the choice to do something about it. And, you know, I do find the difficulty with the medical system. I'm not in favour of this private-public system in any way, but they have no difficulty in charging you €250 if you want to go to see a private doctor. And yet this test is seen as, well, people can't afford it. You know, people have a right to spend their money in the way they want to. You know, they have the right to have the information. I'm not involved in any form of involvement in these scanners. I have to emphasize that. It's a human right that you have a right to information on your health. And then you have to take responsibility for it, because the medical system, as we all know, is dealing with when someone is sick, when the event happens. Then we spend millions sorting it out. And in fairness to the cardiologist doctors, they are doing a super job dealing with individual people coming in. They don't think about how the person came in. They're dealing with the patient just in front of them. But they are not the right people to be dictating policy as to where the resources should go to identify those people most likely to have an event years before it happens. And, you know, it's sad to think that 10 people this day are going to die of a heart attack. 70% is from plaque rupture, and they did nothing, know anything about it. And they've had a progressive disease for years, which is identifiable, and they can then take responsibility to treat it. And I think all the evidence is going that, you know, that sugar processed food is causing a huge degree of this problem, and that they can take the responsibility and go to a healthy diet. And you know, I certainly have found that managing the blood glucose, making sure it's right, and it has been a huge part of what I have done. And thankfully, my disease has stopped. It's a bit like cancer. You know, if you find out you have cancer, the sooner you find out, the sooner you take action, the more likely you're to be in a position that the disease doesn't progress. And that's no different with heart disease. But we focus on the big people who are overweight, and of course they're going to constitute a lot of the people, but there are a huge number of people who are not overweight, who are think they're fit as a fiddle, and they've actually got this progressive disease, because plaque only arises in diseased vessels, and soft plaque, what happens, becomes calcified or can rupture. But it's all about the disease process. It's like having a cancer disease. If you have that disease process, it's going to continue, it's going to get worse. And then suddenly the first you're going to know about it is your death. And that's not the way to tell anyone they have a progressive disease for many years.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today to tell us a little bit about your story and just to raise awareness as well. That's David Bobbitt from the Irish Heart Disease Awareness. IDHA is the website. And David actually made a documentary called Heart of the Matter, and it's available on the IDHA website as well. And it's all just trying to raise awareness. I think there was a term coined for that, a toffee thin on the outside, fat on the inside, where scientists looked at medical scans and showed that how we might appear like that we're fit and healthy, but actually there can be hidden layers of fat, or as David was talking about there, plaque within your heart. And I think When you consider that one in four people are dying from heart disease, you think that there would be more proactive approaches into testing for this in the first place. IDHA is the website.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.